Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Good Friday evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Big Brother Whispers podcast. We're covering season 23. I'm Melissa, your host, and Steve, your co-host. Steve?
Yep, that's right. We got quite a lot to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I still can't get it out of my head that Derek doesn't know how to say, I vote to evict. And
I know.
Instead,
it's crazy.
He still says, I evote to Whitney. What
yeah.
the fuck is an evote? Are you sending it electronically? What the fuck is that?
Well, I had typed it out. I said, and I thought it was on the live feed chat, but it wasn't. I ended up putting it somewhere else, and I didn't even discover that until this morning. But anyway, I said, well, what did you do? Vote by email or vote by, you know, whatever. God, what a weirdo. I don't get it.
But nonetheless, this was once again another, let's just put it this way. It wasn't really an interesting or close vote at all. Completely one-sided.
No, it was easy.
You know, I really had high hopes for this season, like I said last week, but I thought this was going to be a season of, you know, we'll get game players who will actually have two warring sides like we did in the past. And instead, it's now gone to let's do whatever the HOH wants again.
Yeah. Well, I'm very, very frustrated. I am. I've gotten very frustrated. I am going to say that Tiffany has dropped in my top five from the top to the thing near the bottom. She's really kicking me off. I'm very disappointed in her this week.
Really?
Yes, I am. It started, she's always been part of the cookout, always talked about the cookout and sits and everything. But ever since she woke up with this aha moment about everybody having their person, it seems like she has been gung-ho for that final six getting to the sixth. And she does not get that because she's doing this, she has no chance to win the money. None. Zero chance. Do you think that those boys who could easily beat her in any competition would take her with as many friends as she has? There's no freaking way. There's no way.
Unless she stops throwing competitions.
You know, she talks a big talk and says that she can, I could have held on until the end on the wall. I could have done this. We have not seen her even attempt to try. And I'm going to guess that she is all talk and no action. That's the way I'm thinking right now.
You know, I got all smiles as soon as you said the wall because I'm still thinking of Jessica from Jackson's season with her shriek off the wall and then putting it on top of Brittany falling off of the wall this year.
Mm-hmm.
It is just so hilarious. I don't know if you've seen the Big Brother or BB Toombs on Twitter. They basically edited it in to all of the falls that they did. perhaps the funniest one was Brittany, because she flat out face planted onto the mat. I just thought it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. And then Derek, Big D was talking about how Alyssa went down looking like a starfish. And I didn't see her fall.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. He told her today, or was it last night or today, that she went down looking like a starfish.
So basically, she went down looking like a star, essentially, like with her hands out and her legs out and her head straight up.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm sorry, but Derek, I seriously have to ask, what fucking meds are you on? Or did you sneak some drugs into the Big Brother house? Because that looked nothing like a starfish, and at least she lasted longer than the 5 minutes that you lasted, if it was even that.
No, he lasted a while. He lasted longer than that. But not much
longer. All he cared about was that he lasted through Julie Chen's directions, as he said.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, come on, it was fairly obvious that he's not going to win that.
Well, he knew that, too. That's why he just dropped. He knew he wasn't going to make it. And Claire,
I was quite surprised at how long Brittany lasted, though. I really thought she was going to be second one off.
I knew that she was gunning for it. She really wanted it. So I knew she was going to be trying, and she was going to hang on as long as she possibly could. So I was anticipating her to go a little bit farther. So, but I am shocked that she went as long as she did, because I didn't think she'd go that long either. Tiffany has said that she was disappointed that Claire couldn't do it as longer than she did. And it's like, Claire jumped. She threw it. She was safe this week. Why bother? Right?
Basically.
She's safe
until jury, so why even bother? Why even bother making yourself a threat?
Yeah. She threw it. She jumped off because she didn't want the HOH this week, because she's already safe. She wants it next week. And next week she wouldn't be able to play, and she wouldn't be safe. So I totally see her reasoning. That was smart of her. But why stand up there when you know that you don't want it? And, I mean, I'd jump too.
You know, I really thought that this HOH competition was right up Alyssa's alley. Because usually when it's the wall, it's usually a woman that wins it, or they have the best chance at winning it. Because they don't have to hold up all of this. They don't have to hold up all of this weight. And plus, you know, most of the time the guys are much bigger size wise. So, you know, their muscles will basically tire out much easier. Considering the amount of muscle that they use, that some guys normally have that compete in this. I was absolutely shocked that Xavier was the very last one to drop.
Well,
but I can't say I wasn't
shocked. He wasn't
shocked.
The very last
I can't say
one
I
to
was
drop
shocked,
because
though.
Derek's HOH.
Well, you know what I mean. He was the last one eliminated.
He made it as long as he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. So I thought Sarah Beth had talked to the cameras before she went to bed on Thursday night. Oh, no, on Wednesday night. Well, actually, it was early Thursday morning. And she was talking about how it's not in her best interest to win this week, blah, 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 that she's just going to go ahead and throw it, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, girl, why? Okay, it's getting to the point where you can't throw these damn things. I was so upset with her. I was screaming. And then the overdramatics that she used when she was up there on the wall. I'm breathing all heavy and stuff. I'm like, oh, please.
That sounded like she was either having an orgasm or going through labor, one of the two.
I know. I was like, oh, come on. You know, why don't you just jump? Quit the theatrics, you know? I did not want her to jump. She really needed to win, obviously, since now she's got herself on the block. Because Derek X,
yeah.
Derek X nominated Sarah Beth and Brittany for eviction.
You know, a lot of people thought that maybe perhaps she was playing in character because, you know, how she's a cosplayer and she cosplays as a bunch of anime chicks. People thought on Twitter that she was cosplaying and that basically she sounded like some sort of anime porn with her noises that she was making.
I know. It was just stupid. I was just mad at her anyway because I didn't want her to throw it. She's one of my favorites in there. Her and Tiffany and Claire, Hannah, they're my favorites. And I was so upset with her for saying that she was going to throw it. They can't see what we can see. We can sit here and scream at them all they want. They don't see it. So they don't know. And she thought she was feeling pretty safe. And that's why she did it, but she wasn't safe. And guess why? Kyland and Derek had talked last night, and they had it set up to where they were going to backdoor Christian. Okay? That was the target. And then Miss Tiffany goes walking in there, and she sat down there, and she got it so turned around that Derek said, all right, Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth it is. And Tiffany says, now don't you tell Kai anything. Don't you tell Kai anything. Which Kai is one of his main men. That's his main dude is Kai. But now she's causing a wedge between, now she's causing this big wedge between Derek X and Kyland. And I'm like, Tiffany, what the hell are you doing? Okay. Because she wants Sarah Beth out because she thinks Sarah Beth wants Hannah out. But she, I don't know if she realizes that Sarah Beth and Hannah had a conversation and they're good with each other now. So that's why one of the reasons why I'm so frustrated with Tiffany is because she went up there to target to Sarah Beth.
And not just that, but wasn't there a whole segment last night about how she had formed a final two with Hannah, and then Hannah apparently said a whole bunch of shit or something like that, and then Tiffany got pissed off at Hannah, or it was basically a gigantic spider web last night when it comes to trying to keep from what they showed on the show.
Okay, I'm going to have to go back and watch that because I don't remember that part. But
she ended up saying like, oh my God, I mentioned the cookout in front of Hannah or something, and then.
No, the Royal Flush.
All of a sudden, it was like, or Royal Flush, yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I have to make sure I don't say certain things in front of her. Why wouldn't you say certain things in front of your final two, somebody who's supposed to be your final two, somebody who's supposed to know every
because
single
that was,
thing that you're doing?
Because she knows Hannah's not going to be your final two. Tiffany has got final twos with all of the six. And she thinks that whoever, that no matter what, these five people are going to be dragging her to the end. But what she doesn't realize is they know that she has got so many friends in that house. And they're not going to take her because they know they'll lose against her.
Man,
and that's
I,
what frustrates me.
I just don't. You know, I still think that with how they portrayed Tiffany last night, I still have her as being the top of the list when it comes to women potentially winning the game this season.
Nope.
But
nope.
The only thing I am wondering is if maybe perhaps she's keeping people like Xavier and Kylan around because she can convince them to throw competitions to her at towards the end of the game.
No, they won't. They're not going to do that. Because she is so adamant about getting the six to the six, when they were first saying, if we can just get the six to jury, I wasn't as upset about it. I thought, okay, you know, fine. But then she started in on the six to the six. And I am like, oh, man. Her and Xavier are the two that are really pushing for the six to the six. I think Kylan would be willing to let go of a six earlier. I think Aza would be willing to let go of a six earlier. I think Big D would let go of a six earlier. It's mainly Tiffany and Xavier.
I don't know about Kylan, because Kylan did say it was either last night or the veto episode that his loyalty is to the six, even over somebody like Sarah Beth.
Yeah.
Who is supposed to be his number one ally.
Yeah, but I think that, personally, I think that he would be willing to let go of somebody once everybody made it to jury, once they're all in jury, that he would be willing to let go of somebody. I think
probably.
He's more open to it than Tiffany and Xavier. But now Xavier's mad. He's really mad, and I didn't get a chance to read all of the updates about it because I called, you know, I had to come into the podcast. But he was just really mad. He could not believe that Derek put Sarah Beth up. And Derek X was actually crying. And Brittany was like, she, of course, you know, being Brittany, she thought that he may have been crying because he put her up. And she was like, don't cry. It's okay. I'm good with it. You did what you had to do. This was the hardest thing you had to do this week, blah, blah, blah. And then
am I going to have to start up a Derek cry counter?
I don't know. I just know that he was kind of crying and everything because I think that probably somebody reacted and he wasn't expecting it. I think Xavier may have had some kind of reaction that shocked Derek. So I think that's probably why. Then Xavier and Christian were talking, and they were saying something about a backdoor plan. And he goes, well, Xavier says, yeah, backdoor one of the Jokers. And Christian says, no, if he's going to backdoor anybody, it's going to be me. So,
Tiffany, during her talk with Derek, that they said, or Derek asked her, should I tell both Brittany and Sarah Beth that they are not my target? So
yeah, but
that
Tiffany,
sounded like
Tiffany
to me,
wants. No. Tiffany wants Sarah Beth out. She wants to save Christian. Christian is her little pet. Okay? She doesn't want Christian to go. Because she wants all the competitors to be fighting to get her to the end. But she's, and that's where she's blinded. She is so blinded by herself, thinking that she is so great, that she's going to have all of these guys fighting to get her to the end, and that's just not true. It's just like Raven, for example. I mean, she's not any kind of caliber that Tiffany is, let me tell you. But I remember Raven distinctly saying that these people are playing to get me to the end because they know I need the money. So she was convinced that everybody was playing to get her to the end when they weren't. And that's the way Tiffany is thinking right now, that all of these people are going to be playing to get her to the end, and that's just not true. And that's what's so frustrating.
Well, right now it seems like right now production has edited the show to where Tiffany is their golden goose, basically.
Well, I love her. She is very, very good at this game. But like I said, when she started having that aha moment about getting the six to the six, she has not been playing for herself. She's not thinking about her own game. She's thinking about getting the six to the six, and she doesn't understand that once they get to this, I wouldn't be surprised if she was the first out, to be honest with you. They're not going to take her to the end because they know that she's got too many friends. She just doesn't understand it. She thinks she's got it planned out down to the T. And the thing is that she doesn't understand that's not the way it's going to go. If she were smart, she'd be thinking of her own game, thinking, wow, wait, these boys probably wouldn't take me. I better see if I can get these boys out now. You know?
Yeah.
And
by the way,
Derek X,
by the way, is telling Sarah Beth that he will use the veto on her if he wins, which, I mean, let's face it, this kid can't lose a veto to save his life, so he's probably going to win.
He told Brittany he'd use it on her. Oh, Derek F, you mean? The D?
No, Derek X. Derek X.
Okay.
Please, you think Derek F is going to win a competition?
So Derek just said, you think, you know, blah, 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 do you think he can win a competition? I was going to say, yeah, Derek X can. That's what made me say, you mean Derek F? Because Derek X could win that veto easily. And he already promised Brittany he would use it on her.
That's why I'm saying, obviously, Derek X is probably going to win the veto because Lord knows he's the king of vetoes. He can't help not taking part or not keeping his target the same size that it already is. He wants to keep on making it bigger.
Mm-hmm. But that's the competitor in him.
He can't
not lose is what his thing was. And it about killed him during that one veto where he and Tiffany were, but no, not the veto. It was a wild card where he and Tiffany ganged up on Brittany. He said that was the hardest thing he ever had to do. He did not like that at all. So it is very frustrating, but this whole day he's been talking about he's planning to get Sarah Beth gone, and he said that the worst scenario is that she chooses Christian as her house guest choice if she gets it, and if he wins the veto, then his scenario was that if Sarah Beth won the veto and took herself down, he would put up Christian. However, he doesn't want Sarah Beth to win the veto, and he doesn't want Christian to win the veto either, because he would take her off.
Yeah, he's now threatening Sarah Beth, but he's telling Sarah Beth that he will threaten Christian if Christian wins the veto, that if he uses it on Sarah Beth, Alyssa will go up in her place, even after promising not to put her up.
See, he's lying.
Well, he better hope that he's lying.
He might put Alyssa up. If Sarah Beth comes down, he might put her up, and then Brittany will go home. But I don't know. He might put up Big Diareza. I don't know. I have no idea.
I just want Slurpee Derp to make it through the entire week so that it pisses everybody off.
Okay, so this is the thing, is that Tiffany says, oh, Xavier is, I mean, not Xavier. Derek X is my man. What a good man. Oh, I just love him to death. He's my blah, blah, blah. And she's making it sound like her and Derek X are going to go to the end. Derek X was saying, oh, yeah, we're like Derek and Cody and all of this kind of stuff. And it's just like she's playing him. She's playing him so that he does her dirty work for her. If he gets rid of Sarah Beth, then she's not going to really care if he goes home or not.
And, you know, this, like I said, this season had such high hopes. But now I don't even know what to think about some of these players, because unless there's a lot of them that are actually throwing the competition, all the competitions, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's frustrating.
I'm telling you right now.
It's frustrating as a fan.
I'm telling you right now that Claire is perfectly capable of winning.
Yes.
That girl, when you watch her do yoga, she is so agile. She can do stuff that the others cannot. She's very agile, and she's very, she does it easily. When she's flipping her hips and she's putting her foot this way or that way, or her leg this way or that way, she's very, very agile. She could win if she really wanted to.
But let's keep her around.
She just feels like, well, because she hasn't really shown that she can do it. I know that she can't because I see her. And but she's been feeling pretty safe, that she feels like she really doesn't have to do it right now. But I'm hoping that something happens and it turns her on and says, oh, shit, I better win. I've got to win or I'm going home. Right? So,
well, she did with the competition. She did with the wild card competition.
Yeah. She turned it on and won it, yeah.
Because she was in potential danger.
Yeah. So, yes, Tiffany let it slip to Hannah the other day. Now, I think that they showed it on the show, that she said the royal flush. But then Hannah just pretended like she didn't hear it and didn't, or whatever. And then Derek X let it slip. Last night when he was talking to her, he goes, oh, yeah, I'm not really ready to turn my back on the royal flush yet. And then Hannah looks at him and says, who's the royal flush? And Derek was like, shit. So he explained the royal flush to Hannah and all of that. And then he told her, though, he says, it was just formed last week. We just formed it last week to keep you safe. that was the whole reason. But it's not really a, it's not really a, it was just formed to keep
it's
you
not,
safe.
It's not,
I mean,
a real
it's not
alliance.
Really a, it's not a real alliance, right? And then.
Nice cover, Derek.
Hannah goes to talk, and he said that Christian and Alyssa were the ones that started it. So then he goes, she goes to Tiffany later and said, so what about this royal flush? And she goes, who told you about the royal flush? And she says, you did. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then later,
I'm
Jared
sorry,
is talking
what?
To Tiffany.
She went to Claire? Wait, she went to Claire?
Tiffany. Hannah went to Tiffany, and she says,
oh.
So what about this royal flush? And Tiffany says, who told you about the royal flush? And she said, you did. And then Tiffany goes up and talks to Derek, and she says, I apparently told Hannah about the royal flush, and Derek says, yes, so did I. And then he told her.
I love how she immediately goes to Derek, because he's the mm-hmm. the most likely out of all six of them to say anything.
No, Derek X. Derek X doesn't know about the six yet. She went up to Derek X.
No, I know,
said,
I know, but I know, I said Derek F.
Oh. But Derek F doesn't know that about, Derek F doesn't know about the royal flush yet. He's not in it. It's the king and the three queens, and Derek X is the ace up the sleeve.
Yeah.
And Derek, the jokers are not in it at all.
You know what? Since we've been talking about alliances and everything, I just got to bring this up because apparently it's the gigantic elephant in the room. All throughout, all over the Big Brother Facebook page, even in whispers, there's been posts that I've been deleting about this. Is the Cookout Alliance racist? Because every single person that's gone home has been whitey, 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 and probably another whitey this week. And apparently,
you know,
that makes the Cookout racist.
Okay, well, there's two sides to it, as there is with any story. Okay. On one hand, there has never been this many black people on a season, and they naturally came together and said, hey, why don't we get this six going and ride it to the end? Well, actually, it was just the five of them to begin with. Hannah was just an honorary member, and she actually didn't even know about the Cookout until later, but they were considering her an honorary member. And
right.
They said, well, so why don't we get it and we can let's all go to jury together. And then everybody's like, yeah, that's good. And that's fine. If they want to do that, that's fine. They feel like they have this platform. They want to make a statement. They want to, you know, band together and do what hasn't been done before. And go down in history as the first black alliance that got the jury, right?
That's perfectly
fine.
Go ahead.
And then, I'm sorry, and then they said, let's make this the first season where there's been a black winner. So we're going to try and get a black person to the end to win, because then they would have the votes in jury that no matter who's sitting up there, the other five will vote for them and they will win.
Actually, they'd be wrong. It is Celebrity Big Brother 2 that had the first black winner.
Yeah,
plus,
that's true.
This whole alliance thing, here's the double standard that I don't understand here. This whole Black Alliance thing was done in Celebrity Big Brother 2. And everybody loved it. Now all of a sudden it's being done here and everybody is grabbing the torches and pitchforks over it.
I don't know. The other side to it is, and I can see the other side too, is that they go some Black people, they go on and on and on about not having equal rights and yada, 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 and all of this kind of stuff. And I've noticed it throughout the years growing up and everything, that they have, like, Miss Black America, Miss Black USA, Miss Black this and Black that, and all of this kind of stuff. But if you were to have a Miss White USA or a Miss Black or a Miss White America, the Black people would be going off the charts, screaming racism.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, we can do it, but you can't, because we're the minority and you're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother me that there was a Miss Black America or whatever. That never bothered me, but it does bother some people. And this year, they have this Black Alliance that they want to make a statement, that they want to get, and now they want to go to the final six together. They want a Black person to win, and they just, people are saying, it's like reverse racism. They're going against the white people in the house simply because of the color of their skin. If you're white, you have to go. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I can see both sides.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I can see both sides of it. It doesn't bother me if the six got to jury. It does kind of bother me for them to all go to the six. Because as much as I like Tiffany and I like Hannah, I also like Claire and I like Sarah Beth. And I'd like them to go farther. I'd like to see a girl win this time. And it has nothing to do with the color of their skin that I don't want them to go to six. It's, I have my Black favorites and I have my white favorites and I'd like them all to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what though? Let's get the opinion of Laura, one of our other mods in Whispers. Laura, first off, welcome to the show tonight.
Hi.
You joined in when we were talking about. I brought up the topic because this has been. I'm pretty sure you've seen all the posts that have been, all the posts and comments that have been. Popping up in Whispers lately, making such a big deal about the Cookout Alliance, calling it racist, or as Melissa called it, reverse racism, you know, because of the fact that an alliance of all Black people is apparently dominating this season. So,
yeah.
Just to bring up that point, do you think that the alliance is racist?
Okay, so by saying this, here's the thing. A lot of Black people don't believe that white people can be racist because they are the minority, right? I mean, I'm sorry, they're saying that Black people can't be racist because they're the minority, right? So I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it doesn't matter what race, what color you are, you can be racist.
Right.
And
yeah.
So a lot of Black people don't believe that a black person can be racist because they are a minority. So they can't be racist against a white person. But if you, for me, I grew up with a lot of Aboriginal people. I grew up with black people. And, you know, I didn't look at them as, I just, you know, when you're young and in starting school, color doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You're just little kids, right? And I grew up, one of my best friends is Aboriginal. And I was bridesmaid at her wedding. So I grew up in a real melting pot community where there was all different kinds of races. So when I see this on Big Brother, or when I see, you know, black, you know, like black, these shows that are catered to certain colors or nationalities, etc., it does bother me because I think they're accentuating the problem. They're making it more real instead of less real, right? They want to be treated a certain way, and they don't want any prejudice against them. However, they are doing that to other people by,
exactly,
you know, this alliance that they're forming right now, and they want somebody black to win. You know what? I'm so over that. I am so over that. I don't see any Big Brother player saying, I want a white person going to the end. I don't recall anybody saying that. I, you know, like, do you?
I don't know.
Do you guys remember anybody saying?
I don't ever recall.
No, I do not remember. I don't recall, because I think of the majority of that household, they get along wonderfully. They don't
see. And
they don't see the black people as any different than themselves. I think that
Danielle Reese, you know, that wasn't an issue when she was playing Big Brother. You know, I mean, it's only become an issue in the last couple of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know. And then, you know, even when you watch the Academy Awards, or what are they called now? They're not called the Academy Awards anymore. I can't remember what they're called. But anyway, any of those shows, you know, and people get up, a black person gets up and accepts an award, and I'm the first black person who's won this or whatever. You know, that's great. That's wonderful. But you're drawing more attention to yourself and to, you know, like, you're making the division. You're making the division, not us.
Now, the reason why we bring up this, and by the way, Kansas, you have officially been connected onto the show tonight as well.
Hey guys.
Hi, Kansas.
You know,
Laura, I totally agree with you. By the way, I agree with everything that I heard you say.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
The reason why I brought this up is because, you know, there's been so much, and it's not just in whispers. It's also in on the Big Brother Facebook page as well, because we've seen a whitey followed by a whitey followed by another whitey followed by another whitey go, the first four boots, that apparently the big alliance controlling the entire game, the cookout, undercover, might I add, they're doing a really good job of, you know, having everybody not be able to connect the dots on them. you know, because of the fact that they've been pretty much steamrolling the game so far, apparently that has convinced people to post that the cookout is a racist alliance.
Wow, really?
And I say, you know, I think that everybody in the house, black and white, they're getting along famously. They're getting along really, really well.
Exactly.
I don't think that the people, the white people, are holding anything against the other people for the color of their skin. I think they're all getting along. They're all friends. And I just don't see any racism that way. Okay.
I don't either.
I don't. I had said before, I think you both of you got on, that I don't mind them saying, hey, you know, we're people of color and they're naturally are drawn to each other. And they say, let's go to jury together. And that's fine with me. That's not a problem. But now they're talking, we've got to go to the sixth. We've got to go to the sixth. And that would mean all of them, the whole cookout, all black would be in the final six. And now they're planning their kits, their kits, and their boot list based on the color of their skin. If you're not black, you can't come with them.
Oh, that's
right?
Not cool. That's bad.
And that's not cool. And
no.
Unfortunately, the two that are the biggest biggest ones about it are Tiffany and Xavier. Tiffany and Xavier are leading the pack. They're the ones that are adamant about getting to six. I think the others, like Kylan and Hannah, I think that they wouldn't mind seeing a black person go once they get to jury. I don't think that they would be as put off, let's just say.
Yeah.
I think that as I was explaining before, I love Tiffany, I love Hannah, but I also like Claire, and I like Sarah Beth, and I'd like to see them go to the end. So it's not like I'm basing it off, no, I don't want all black. It's just like, I don't mind there being black. I just want some of my favorites on the other side to go as well.
Right.
Right?
I'll tell you what, I am so glad that Claire looked out for herself. I was so worried that she was going to take one for the team, and I'm so glad that she gave herself that safety. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was very happy about that as well. And so last night when they were up on the, you know, Tiffany had made a comment this morning about how disappointed she was in Claire for not going farther on the wall. And it's just like, okay, number one, she's safe for the week, okay? And why stand up on the wall if you're not going for the HOH, number two? Number three, if she were to have won the HOH this week, she's already got safety.
Right.
And then she wouldn't be able to play next week, and she wouldn't be safe.
Right.
So she would have preferred to go for the HOH next week when she's not safe, which was smart on her part.
Absolutely.
So, and like I said, she was the second one down, I think, third one down. It's like, why stand up on that wall and be miserable when you're already safe?
The bottom line is they all need to play for themselves. Anytime they start taking one for the team or they look out for somebody else, they end up getting screwed. We've seen this time and time again. So I like to see this. I want to see each of them play the best game for themselves. I don't care what others think.
Yeah.
That's their damn choice. This is their game, their choice.
This is the thing that I had told Steve when we first started, that Tiffany is starting to lose me because, and I'm finding myself getting really mad at her.
I know, I'm getting upset with her, too.
She is so adamant about getting the six to the six. She's blinded. She's
going to mess her own game up doing this, too, Melissa.
Right. She's not thinking of herself. She's not thinking of her own personal game.
Nope.
She's thinking of the six. And and I said, do you think these boys, do you think any of the other five are going to want to take Tiffany to the end?
Hell no.
Because they know she'll beat them. She will beat them. She's got too many friends.
Exactly.
So she's screwing herself. She needs to wake up and say, oh, my God, what the heck am I doing?
Right. You're absolutely right. It's frustrating.
So, in case you missed it, Derek X has nominated Brittany and Sarah Beth for eviction.
I'm not happy about Sarah Beth. Is she the target?
Know,
is that who they want out?
Yep.
I figured because Tiffany's so against her.
It wasn't until Tiffany got in Derek's ear. When he was talking to Kyland, which is his bro, that's his number. He and Hannah and Kai are tight. And they were talking about getting rid of Christian. And that was the plan, that they were going to get rid of Christian. And I was like, yes, all right.
Yeah.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that competitor,
right?
Aren't
they backdooring
him? But no, they're not.
That would have been cool.
No. He's a plan B option. Okay? So, and I'll tell you why. Because Tiffany went in last night to Derek and sat there with him and talked him straight into getting rid of Sarah Beth.
Wow.
And then they're saying, yeah, you know, Tiff, you and I are like Cody and Derek and da-da-da-da-da. And now he's convinced that Sarah Beth has to go.
That's
so he started putting these scenarios together and he started talking to people, and that's what he decided to do. He was going to put up Brittany and Sarah Beth, and if Sarah Beth happened to win the veto, then it would be Christian.
I hope she wins the veto.
But he's adamant. He does not want Christian to play for the veto because if he wins, he's more likely to take Sarah Beth down.
I was just going to ask you that. Is there anybody else, if they win, that would take her down?
Kylan might, but I don't know for a fact. He was saying that
I don't know, though.
That he may have to. I don't know, because he was saying earlier that if it came down to him and the cookout, between Sarah Beth and the cookout, he would choose the cookout.
Exactly.
So I don't.
And he told her that. He told Sarah Beth that.
Did he?
Didn't he?
Sarah Beth doesn't know about the cookout. Sarah Beth does not know about the cookout.
Okay, well, who
Nobody
is he talking to
about
that?
The cookout.
Who's coughing?
Not me.
It's me.
You got a cold, Melissa?
No, I just have a hack. It's my allergies.
I'm with you, girl. Me too.
I have this,
awful.
I have this constant drain in the back of my throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't have the coughing. I get the. I'm constantly clearing my throat. I hate that.
I get that. Sometimes too, so it depends on what's in season.
It sucks. Do you get sneezing fits too? I get these sneezing attacks. It's awful.
Yeah.
Who
did Kai tell that to though? Was it Hannah that he was talking to, or who? Because he told somebody that, right?
He said it in the diary room.
Oh, okay.
He said it in the diary room. I think it was either last night or it was the veto episode that for some reason, I guess he's Sarah Beth's only real friend inside the house that she has. So they made a whole segment about the both of them, but yet he said at the very end of it that if it came down to her and the cookout, that he would still side with the cookout over her.
Oh, that's such a bummer ultimately. To hear that. Ugh. Mm-hmm. That's such a bummer.
But, you know, going back to Derek X for a minute, I still think this was probably him winning the wall competition was probably perhaps the biggest mistake that he could have made, because he already had a big enough target winning two consecutive Vitas.
Well, really?
Now that he has an HOH win, instead of putting the target on the showmance in Alyssa and Christian by allowing Alyssa to win, or hell, put it on Xavier. Xavier, this would be his second HOH win. You know, instead of making
I'll tell you why he felt the need to win it. Because he wanted to protect Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know about the cookout. He doesn't know that she's safe. He was worried about Hannah, and he wanted to make sure that Hannah was safe. And he could not guarantee that if Alyssa won.
And maybe the reason he's targeting Sarah Beth is because Sarah Beth wanted Hannah out.
Right.
Yeah.
Sarah Beth and Hannah both told Derek that they are on better terms now. So now he knows that Hannah has told him that she's cool with Sarah Beth.
Hopefully.
Sarah Beth and Hannah talked earlier today, and Sarah Beth had said that the only reason why she was going after Hannah is because she was told by Christian and Alyssa that Hannah was going after her.
Yeah.
Sarah Beth already pretty much, I think she doesn't know the cookout, the name, but she's already figured out that these people are working together. Because she was saying, you know, why, you know, I'm on to this. You know, they're trying to protect her. Remember?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she has an idea. She doesn't know the full extent of it, but she's already, you know, figuring out certain people that are, you know, working together. She realized they're protecting her. They're protecting Hannah.
Yeah. She said, red flag.
Huh. Well, what could happen if you know, it could happen if Sarah Beth wins the veto or somebody takes her down, maybe they will target Christian. Because I honestly believe it's a really bad move for them to keep him in the game.
Yeah.
Because he will win the game based on the fact, you know, that even the people in jury will say, like, if he continues to win the competitions and everything like he's been doing, people in the jury house are going to say, what?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, continuing to win competitions while doing backflips in the backyard, too. Backflips and push-ups and rinse and repeat.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing backhand spring burpees.
What are those called? Were they calling them? They're not backflips.
Spring burpees.
Burpees, yeah. I used to be in gymnastics, and I never, ever, ever, you know, mind you, years ago, speaking of sports, what about that win for Canada in soccer? Huh?
Yeah,
I'm not watching. My husband would know.
Yeah.
I'm not watching.
Yeah, I haven't been watching the Olympics. And I haven't been keeping up with it either. My girlfriend.
I'm sorry,
has.
Laura, but congratulations.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm happy
they
for you and
back
Canada.
In the U.S. They got gold against the U.S.
All I've got to say about that is the phrase? It was written on the wall as soon as the United States lost to Sweden in the very first match. The writing was on the wall.
There's no shot in hell they're getting gold. I'm really glad because they've gotten two bronzes and, you know, in soccer, but now they've got a gold. So, and, I'm kind of happy because my granddaughter plays soccer and she was so excited. So, okay, enough of that. Sorry, I just had to gloat for a minute.
Yeah. So the thing where I was leading was that if you leave Christian in the game, he could easily win his way down to the end. But there's no way. If he's next to a black person, he's next to any of the cookouts, he's going to lose. Because as much as they were saying, oh, we're going to vote fair, we're going to vote fair, they're going to vote for the black person. There's going to be five of them in jury, and they're going to vote for the black person. They're going to vote for the color of the skin, not for the game.
And that sucks.
Guaranteed.
It's just such a shame. Now we're getting a reversal of, you know, different seasons, you know. I understand where they're coming from. This is what's so hard. I understand their frame of mind. It's just, as a fan watching, it's just so awful.
Yeah.
But
I
understand
why they feel
that way. But they're not thinking smart with the game at all. They're ruining their own game doing that and protecting their cookout.
All I know is I want Team Slurpy Derp to make it to the end, damn it.
Oh, geez.
I want a
showman
to make it to the end. Yes, I do.
I don't.
You want to see some porn.
I want to see the world burn as Big Brother Twitter completely melts down as Christian and Alyssa make it to the final two.
Ugh. No. I wouldn't want to see that.
No, I want to see Tiffany actually.
However, can I make a point here? If Tyler had taken his honey to the end instead of Casey, he would have won.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't his choice. It wasn't his choice.
Right.
Casey won that last HOH.
And Casey got rid of her.
Tyler.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it actually wasn't Angela, it was JC.
Right.
No,
JC was final three.
Oh,
JC
was
in the final three. Angela went out fourth.
Oh, okay. My memory is going. I am getting old.
Yeah, Tyler would never have gotten rid of Angela.
By the way, it sounds like according to I have Michael Doyle in my inbox right now. Apparently, we may be not far away from a fight happening on the feeds.
What?
Oh, really? Oh, I know. Xavier was pissed. He was really mad that they put Sarah Beth up.
Oh, really?
He was expecting two jokers to go up, and when Sarah Beth went up, he was mad.
So who's he going to get? Is he going to get in the fight with Derek? Who's the fight going to be with? Steve?
I do not know. He didn't really say, but apparently the whole entire Kings group is completely pissed off that Alyssa got put up, or not Alyssa,
Sarah Beth
got put up, and I guess apparently Brittany is also saying a whole bunch of shit and everything too, but I mean, That's nothing new from her.
Okay. Let me
I could care less that she's up there again. You know, she could
no,
leave.
No, let me explain this to you. She talked to Derek X, and he told her that she was going to be 1,000% safe. He got it to the point where Brittany says, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I actually want to do it. I volunteered to
do it. Oh, my God.
And he told her that she can't anybody. She can't tell anybody what the plan is, even though he did not tell her who his target was. He said that she would know when she's up against the person after nomination. And so Brittany was well aware she was going up. She was perfectly okay with it. She was giddy, actually, to be in on this secret plan. And she knows that she's safe. So she thinks. And Derek thinks she's safe. And they plan to get rid of Sarah Beth. And so Christian is only the backup plan. That if Sarah Beth won the veto, which I pray to God she does, then Christian would go up in her place. But he apparently, Steve was saying earlier that Derek X was saying that if Christian wins that veto and he takes Sarah Beth down, he's going to put Alyssa up. That he was going to threaten
Christian. He's
going to
what?
Christian. He said that he would threaten Christian that if Christian won the veto, that he would, and take Sarah Beth down, that he would put Alyssa up in her place.
Oh.
Oh.
That's true. That's true.
Wow.
That's what he was, what he was pretty much saying, that he would threaten Christian.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Derek's getting badass.
I guess it's not an egg roll after all. He's got balls.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kansas, were you listening when I said that Tiffany is the one that changed Derek's mind from Christian to Sarah Beth?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she do that? Like,
because
doesn't
she's
she know
only
that
thinking
he's
of the
a bigger threat?
She doesn't
she's
trust Sarah Beth. She was already saying that. She just
yeah. She thinks Sarah Beth is after Hannah, and she has to protect Hannah at all costs. Therefore, Sarah Beth has to go. On top of that, she wants Christian in, and has this great relationship with Christian, and she thinks that she would be safe with Christian, so she wants to keep him in the game as long as she can.
Hmm.
I just think she's making a mistake.
Very bad
mistake.
I do, too.
Yeah. And I'm sad because I love Tiffany, and she's very good at this game. But
yeah.
She's using her skills not for herself but for the six, and the six will turn on her. And
sure they will.
She doesn't see it.
And
she doesn't see it, and it's really making me mad. It's like, wake up, Tiffany. Wake up.
I know.
If you get the six to the jury, great. That's awesome. But let it go at that.
How many times have we seen these players playing with their heart and not their head? And every time they do this, they get screwed.
Right. Exactly. It's like, I think that Claire will not play with emotion. I think Claire is playing what's best for her game. I think she's going to know when it's just like, for instance, she knew I'm safe this week. I don't want to win the HOH because I'm not safe next week. I would rather win the HOH next week and be safe. So
right, exactly. I'm so glad she's playing for herself.
She's thinking of her own game. Derek
and this
F,
is making me really, right now, at this point in the game, I'm really rooting for her to win.
Yeah. One of the saddest things about this whole thing is that Derek X, Hannah, Hyland, and Sarah Beth kind of had this agreement between them that they were all going to be buddies and that they were going to ride together, right? and they were all really excited about that. Kylan knew it wasn't going to happen because he's part of the cookout, but he wasn't going to tell them that.
Right.
But Derek was really excited about that until Tiffany got involved, and he kind of threw it out the window. He screwed himself.
Yeah.
I don't know
well,
why
he's screwing himself too, looking out for Hannah so much. Also, worry about your own damn game.
Why is he so attached to Tiffany that he thinks Tiffany? What has she done that he thinks that she's going to keep him safe? They're not.
That's
they're
a good
not
question.
Thinking. It's making me mad. They're not thinking. Derek was really cute when he won his HOH last night, though. He put on his music, and he was dancing around, getting his snacks, dancing, singing. He was so excited about being HOH. But one of the funniest things that I had to laugh was that I think it was Tiffany. Was it Tiffany, Kylan, and Claire? Or Tiffany, Claire, and Xavier? I can't remember, but it was Tiffany and Claire. And they sat down to talk about nominations. He goes, why don't we just crack a beer? I don't want to be sober for this. I was dying. It was really funny. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I know one thing. The, what's it called? Production will probably edit. They'll probably include that on there, on the episode, and they'll probably include a whole bunch of stupid sound effects that apparently we must have the minds of 12-year-olds. That apparently find that shit funny.
Yeah. What about Asa? What about Asa's edit last night? Making her look to be like this.
Melissa, I knew she was gonna make some snarky little remark. You know, to what's her name now?
Whitney.
Whitney. Mm-hmm. I knew she was going to make some kind of snarky remark to her. It's like, are you going to be a child and do something? At least she did it a little nicer than I knew she was going to say something like that, though. But I really wanted you out because I have a crush on Xavier. It's like, oh, my goodness. Are we in high school
they
or what?
They made her out to be this lovesick puppy, jealous. I couldn't believe it. Okay, and then they had that segment where they showed Asa telling Xavier that she's got a crush on him.
Then
Xavier's like, she's a stunning woman, she's so beautiful, blah, 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 but I don't want to show man. And then, speaking of that, I'll come back to it just a minute. But I'm looking at Asa. I'm looking at Asa, and she doesn't wear makeup very often. And, yeah, she's super skinny. She's model skinny. She's tall and thin and wears
she's
clothes
beautiful.
Well.
She's a beautiful
and I'm thinking,
lady.
You know, I think Hannah and I think Tiffany have it all over Asa. I'm not saying that she's ugly.
I think she's beautiful.
So back to the thing.
But I think she needs to grow up. I think she's beautiful, but I think she's very immature.
Yeah. I don't remember if Xavier was talking to the camera or if he was talking to somebody, but today he was saying that he told Whitney yesterday before the live show that he does not want to pursue anything with her outside of the game because he is one of 10 children, and those 10 children all of those 10 children do not have the same last name, and that he does not want to be a stepdad. So that's apparently what he told Whitney yesterday.
Was Whitney that interested in him? Did she want to?
Yes.
Did she want to get a relation?
Actually,
get into a more or a stronger relationship with him?
She is so desperate for a relationship that she was saying that she hoped that she could have Brent come and watch the show with her. That's
oh,
how desperate
no.
she is to have some. That's how
oh,
desperate she is to have
kidding.
Something.
She did basically everything
kidding.
With Xavier.
What?
She did basically everything. She did basically everything with Xavier except have sex with him, pretty much.
Yep.
She was all over
him.
Even
okay.
assuming the position too.
Yeah. And the
Whitney.
Thing is that
Whitney.
She was with Xavier.
Ooh.
She went and crossed.
Whitney.
Xavier was
Whitney.
Sitting on. We call it the big blue couch because that's what. That's where Derek sits to do his show, the Big Blue Couch. And Xavier was sleeping in that bed while Big D was up in the have-not room. And so he's sitting there, and Whitney decides to come in just her T-shirt and panties and crawls over
oh, no.
to Xavier.
Oh, no.
So if that is not screaming, fuck me, what is?
Oh, my
right?
goodness.
She made herself look like a little slut.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, what about the segment when they were talking about her with her her workout outfit? wouldn't she's asking the girls, wouldn't you wear this?
And they're all like, no.
I mean, even a guy saying she's going to lift up her arms and the world's going to see it all.
Yep.
That was a guy saying
exactly.
that. Usually it would be a girl saying something like that. A guy normally would say, hey, cool, show me.
No, she thought she looked really good in that. But, you know, if you notice, and I'm saying Brittany is very pretty. Whitney is very pretty. She's a very
pretty
girl.
She's a beautiful girl. She really is.
But she's on the heavier side. She's heavier set, which there's nothing wrong with that. But she was thinking, I'm all that in a bag of chips. Look at my sexy top. Look at how sexy I am. Look at blah, blah, blah. And she was making herself look awful.
Yeah, definitely.
Well,
yep.
I don't know. Actually, if Brittany went home this week, I wouldn't care.
Oh,
I'd be
thrilled.
I'm kind of done with her. And, you know,
I
understand.
I would be overjoyed.
Yeah.
I would be very happy to see her go. She gets on my nerves so bad.
Yeah. You know,
yes,
and then.
That's true. Go ahead.
Yeah. I realize that she's on the spectrum and everything. And you know, like I. But, I mean, she's just.
Annoying
yeah. as hell, you know. And
she is,
I
but
just...
on the other, but I look at it this way. I think that she's one of the only ones that are playing her heart out. She is playing her heart out, and she wants to have relationships with these people so bad. And she's trying
yeah.
so hard. I have to give her credit. I do. I
yeah.
have to give her
well,
credit for that.
You know, what's her name? Aja? Is that her name? Aja?
Aja.
Well, she's on Brittany's side, right? And
yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah, for
she
sure.
She seems to be the only one who is.
Right.
Oh. Well,
exactly.
That
much,
could
yeah.
be. That could
she
be.
Is the only
but,
one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Derek F. really isn't anymore. He couldn't care less.
No, he's not. No.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't target him. You know, mind you, he's not going to win anything. So, I mean, he's not a threat.
He's not
going to
win.
I predict that they're going to drag him to the end because they know they'll win against him.
Guys, yeah. Did he ever tell anybody? I meant to ask you this last week. Did he ever tell anybody who his dad was? Or has he kept it secret?
No, he has not yet. He hasn't yet.
Smart. He really should keep that under his belt and not say a word. That's smart
well,
that he has.
He might until they start getting farther to the end, and then he might say something. But he hasn't done it yet. But he's pretty much wanting everybody to drag him to the end.
Sure.
Because he thinks that he'll win, but he won't.
Well, you know what? That's the only way.
And they're counting on that. They're counting on that.
Yeah.
Xavier would want to take him. Kylan would want to take him because they think they'd win against him hands down.
They would.
Yeah, but, you know, that's such a – oh, I don't know. I just find – I mean, you know, a lot of people have gone to the end with people that they know aren't going to win. But to make it that blatant – know, they take him to the end and everybody knows that he hasn't done, you know, I'd be surprised if
he
won a comp. Huh?
He hasn't done squat.
No.
Well,
and,
he's
you
been
know,
trying
I've...
very hard. Go ahead. Go ahead, Whitney. Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, he, you know, I mean, I don't know. Has he been trying that hard? What's he been trying?
No. What I'm saying, what I'm saying is that he complains constantly. So he's been trying to make everybody feel sorry for him. Oh, this poor guy, he can't win. And he just really plays that card up. Plays it up. I can't win anything, and I really want to win. I want it, blah, blah, blah. And they're all thinking, you can't win shit. I'm taking you to the end with me, right? That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean,
he's doing all of that.
Honestly, in a way, that's kind of smart because he won't win.
Yeah.
I mean, if he thinks in his head that if they take him, he'll win, it's not going to happen. It would be
an
Enzo kind of situation.
Well, I mean, come on,
let's face it,
he wasn't winning. But let's face it, he wasn't winning that wall competition last night. I mean, come on.
Uh-uh. And that's why he's smart to not tell anybody who his dad was, because if he did, then they'd be looking at him like, you know, well, he should be winning things. Look who his
dad
was.
Well, the thing is that
his dad was
not as heavy as he is.
Yeah,
no,
true.
And also the other thing is that they're going to think that he has money, right? And actually,
then they'll think he's wealthy, right?
Yes, but Fraser actually died broke.
That's sad, you guys. See, I had no clue on any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he
gambling
did.
Gambling, probably.
Lost everything. That's just
I don't know.
Gambling.
I think you're right, Steve. I think it was gambling. Because I remember when... I remember when he was first on, you know, when I first when I read the bio and realized that he was Fraser's son, I Googled him on Wiki. Like, it's Joe Fraser, right?
Yeah.
His dad. Yeah.
Yes.
And I Googled him, and I'm pretty sure in his personal life it said that he died pretty much broke and that, you know, I mean, other than the fact that his house was probably paid for, but, you know, whatever. Or maybe not, you know. But I'm pretty sure it says something about gambling. I'm pretty sure it did.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's sad. Another thing, too, is Derek is going on about, or Big D. I call him Big D. Because...
It gets confusing with
big.
The Derek X and the Derek F. Yeah.
Right. So Big D keeps talking about, I can't even hardly breathe the minute that I walk out the door. I have to go home and go to the temp agency to get a job. Right? You are however many years old, regardless whether you have a college degree or not,
you should have some kind of skill that, you know, what have you been doing for money before? See, I had this friend of mine, and he was a lot older than me, but I didn't date him or anything. He was a friend of somebody I did date. And he did nothing. Here he was in his 20s, and he was doing nothing. He was living at home. You know, his mom was paying all of his bills, and he was doing absolutely nothing. And it's been about a year or so that I caught up with these two, and was talking to them about how they were doing, you know, how their life has gone. Because, I mean, seriously, I met them when I was 14 years old. And the last time I talked to them, I was, what, 21, 22? Well, then about a year ago, I got in touch with them again through Facebook. And they basically said that he just goes from job to job. He doesn't really have any kind of career at all whatsoever. He just kind of works from job to job. And that, to me, is sad.
Did he ever get married, or just did he just basically always still live with his family?
Let me tell you that when I talked to the guy that I used to date, and he's very well-to-do, and he has a career, and he has stuck it out. You know, he's doing really well for himself. But he had said that his friend is still after all of the young girls, that it wasn't but a year and a half or so ago that he was actually dating somebody that was 17 years old, and that he was crushed when she broke up with him. And they're older than me, and I'm old as dirt, okay? They're in their 60s.
And he was dating what? A 17-year-old?
A 17-year-old girl. And was devastated when she broke up with him. And so, and that's what I see. That's just who Big D reminds me of. And I think if he doesn't shape up and get his life straight, that's where he's going to be when he's 60.
Yeah. You know, I think about people like him, you know, that, I mean, I you know, like, I'm going to tell you straight. Like, a lot of time during my life, I worked two jobs to make sure that, you know, my son still resents me sometimes because I worked two jobs to make sure that, you know, my husband was a musician, right? And a good one. But, you know, musicians don't always bring all the cash home, right? So I worked two jobs to put a roof over our heads, and I got to say, you know, like, I've got a pretty good life now because I did that. You know, I don't want for anything. I own my own home. You know, I mean, like, you would think at his age that he would be looking towards the future, Melissa, right? Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, it just, I don't know. It kind of drives me insane, you know, those people that, like, who's going to support you? How do you, what kind of place do you live in that you can only take temp, that you take temp jobs and doesn't kick
well,
you
out?
Well,
he's got roommates. He has roommates.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go.
He has roommates
but,
and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
See, if his dad didn't gamble all the money away, then he would have been living off of, you know, his daddy's money.
Right.
Yeah.
probably. You know, that's a sad thing, too.
Yeah, I would think that pretty much anything he did have at the time of his death, if he was married and had other children with this woman,
oh, yeah,
that that's where probably all the money went. So,
yeah.
Another thing, too, is that one thing I don't like about him is all the sexual innuendos that he makes about the guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was saying, I think it was, he was telling one of the girls, come and snuggle with me. Come and cuddle with me. I prefer penis, but you'll do
it. Who was he saying
and
that about? Who?
I think, I can't remember. I think it was Asa. That said,
what guy was he talking about?
Me.
What guy?
He was just saying, he said, I would prefer penis. He would prefer
well,
penis come
I would
him,
too.
So, I mean, but he talks about wanting to screw the guys. He's not quite.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a particular guy he was talking about.
No. He really likes Kylan. He's got a
okay,
very good
Kylan.
Crush on Kylan. So, he's made just these, okay, Frankie was more flamboyant about it. He was all over those boys all the time, always crawling all over them and stuff. Big D is not that bad, but the things that he says, it just turns my stomach. And it's not because he's gay, but it's not all gay men are that way. I'd
right.
like to screw this, or I'd like to push that,
yeah.
or I'd like to blah, blah. It's sickening. I wouldn't
well,
even like
that,
a guy
you know,
talking
honestly,
about...
Honestly, I hate to say this. I know women. I know some women that talk like that. They're just as bad as guys.
Yeah,
and they'll talk
yeah.
that bad too.
That's,
I know women like
that's
that.
True.
It's awful.
That's true too. But I don't. I just don't enjoy.
It's a
turn off.
I agree with you. It's a real turn off.
By the way, I hate to interrupt, but we do have. We do have something that is taking place tonight. It's apparently Big Brother Canada versus Big Brother USA in boxing. And
what?
Let me just put it this way. Canada is getting their asses kicked.
Really? I heard yes. about that. I saw some of the people that were playing.
So first off,
or not playing, or that were fighting.
From
not playing,
from
that
what,
were fighting.
From what it sounds like, these are the results so far. Tom Plant, also known as Tommy Boy, got knocked out or he lost to Jeremy Maguire from Big Brother 15.
Yeah.
I do not know what happened between Godfrey and Enzo. Dallas Cormier. Knocked the living hell out of Nick Macarone from Jackson's season.
No shock.
Maddie D'Annunzio beat Angela Rockstar. Josea, last I checked, Josea manhandled Hamza. Josea manhandled Hamza. The last that I checked. He manhandled him.
Oh, okay. That
basically destroyed him.
Really? Really?
Let's see.
When you said manhandled, I thought I was thinking dirty. Okay, I'm sorry.
Caleb Cowboy,
he probably won.
Yeah, he won by decision over Michael Stubbley. Let's see, what did Josh do? I believe if I recall correctly, Josh acted like a little bitch, which doesn't surprise me.
I can see that.
Yeah, Adam Pike against Josh Martinez was stopped after Josh got his ass beat and suffered a quote unquote mystery injury in round one. Fessy got an easy win after John Party injured his shoulder. And the last I knew, Casey was hammering Veronica Doherty. But I believe that fight is still going on right now. Oh. So, yeah, basically, from what it sounds like Canada has been getting their asses kicked in, or Big Brother Canada, I should say, has been getting their asses kicked by Big Brother USA so far in the celebrity fights that are
But you mentioned a lot that lost, so it's not... They're not winning everything.
No, but they're getting their asses kicked by close to a landslide right now. And I believe we have added Joe, I think. Is that you? Area code 605. Joe, I believe that's you, right?
Hello. Can you
How's
hear
it going?
Hello.
Yeah, we can
Hello.
Hear you. We can hear you.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay, can you hear me now? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. I have problems with my app, so every once in a while I have to fix it while I'm also on the air, so sorry about that. Yeah, I thought I'd come in and just join you guys because I like the way that you guys talk about Big Brother. I don't have anything to add. I can put myself on mute. That way I can hear without disrupting what you guys have to say. Is that okay?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, sure. And you know, if you feel like, you know, you want to chime in with anything, you know, like I said last week, feel free.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to put myself on mute. That way, if I do find that there's something that I want to chime in with, I can just unmute myself and chime in. Is that all right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's probably fine.
I'm going to mute myself. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, everybody
but,
else muting
you know,
too?
No, but, you know, that... Sorry to break away a little bit from what you guys were talking about previously, but I had seen it come up on Toombs's Twitter page, and I thought I should mention it because it is Big Brother related. So, and it's kind of funny because I mentioned that Michael told me in a private message that it looked like a fight was potentially going to happen in the house tonight, the way
mm-hmm.
that things are trending. So I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, apparently that boxing Big Brother Canada versus Big Brother USA apparently took place on pay-per-view tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm not – I don't think I even get pay-per-view, so – You know, like, it's not called the same in Canada, and I don't think I would get. What channel, like, pay-per-view, is that a channel, or?
It's,
no, you
it's
have to
on,
pay for
on,
this. You have to pay for those, like, through an app or something.
Oh, we call that on, I think we have on-demand here, that we, you know,
yeah,
and then
it's,
you
it's on
pay.
A, it's on a service called Fight, F-I-T-E.
Oh, no.
Is,
no,
I believe,
I
what it
yeah.
was airing on.
I think I saw that a while back, and I think they're charging like around 20. I think they were charging like $20 if you wanted to watch the fight, something like that. Am I right, Steve? Was it $20?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at.
I did see that. I thought I kind of wish it was free. I wouldn't have minded checking that out for a laugh or
but,
two.
But
I wouldn't pay $20 for it or $25, whatever they were charging.
No,
me
neither.
I only just saw the results posted by BB_Toombs on Twitter. So I thought I would bring that up.
No, well, I guess Canada's losing.
Well, I'd like to ask a question, not about the fight, because nobody's seen it. But my favorite Big Brother episode was the first one, where they had the guy from New York who had a bum leg, and I think he won it.
Yeah, Eddie.
Eddie. Does anybody know what happened to him? And does anybody know what happened to the guy who took a knife and put it to the throat of one of the other contestants?
Oh, first of all, Eddie's an actor. Eddie's an accomplished actor. He's done very well for himself. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's been in movies and different series. He usually plays bad guys, but he's a damn good actor. I've seen him
now,
several times.
He's the one that had the. Oh, really? He's the one from New York that had the bum leg.
That won. He won the game. Was missing a leg. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
I didn't know he was an actor. Well, I just forgot. I don't remember seeing him in anything at all.
Oh, he's aged. He's aged a lot.
as far as 20 plus 30 years.
You'd see him and you wouldn't recognize him. I remember the name.
As far as Justin goes, I don't think there's really been. Yeah, I don't think there's really been any ups on him in years, quite frankly. So,
right,
because he's one of those like a lot of former Big Brother contestants, especially early on. He's one of those that has basically disappeared from the Big Brother community.
Okay, well, it has been a long time, but I'm glad to hear that Eddie. Not only one, because I liked him. I liked his.
I liked him too.
And you know, and he went on to actually, you know, I guess I don't know if he parlayed his Big Brother fame into being an actor, or if he was an actor prior to it. But I'm glad that he did something with you know, with his life, because usually when you have that kind of disability, you usually think of yourself as being very limited. So for him to have done what he has done, that's, you know, good for him.
But how about, what's her name? You guys will know who I'm talking about. Since you're big into the very first one, Joe, the girl that wanted to be the model. Do you remember, what the heck is her? I can't believe
I can't think of
her name.
No,
you know
I don't
who I'm talking about. The one that, remember
not
the one with the makeup all that? She was a very pretty girl, maybe a little bit on the chubby side. What was her name? And she gave up seeing her mother because she wanted to meet with this agent. Do you remember all of this? Oh, what is her name?
No.
Damn it. She is so big. This chick is like a billionaire. She started like It Cosmetics?
Kidding.
What the heck's her name?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, Steve? You know all
these
names.
You're talking to. I know who you're talking about. Oh, gosh.
With the straight brown hair. Do you know who I'm talking about, Joe?
Jamie.
Lima.
No.
Jamie, yes. Did you hear how big she is?
Or technically she was Jamie Kern. She was Jamie Kern on the show, but now she's Jamie Lima.
Yes,
yeah.
Lima. She married a multimillionaire, and she started this cosmetic company, and she ended up selling it to one of the bigger, one of the bigger organizations, and she made over $1 billion.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did she divorce her husband?
No.
Of course.
No.
Oh, okay.
She's I mean, from what I hear, she's happily married, but she really did well for herself. It's funny because on the show, if you remember, Joe, she was always into the makeup. They always showed her with the makeup and the lip glosses and all of this. Do you remember that? And she ended up turning, a love of makeup, and she took that love of makeup, and she really went with it. And it's crazy because she has rosacea. She's shown, because I saw her a few times on QVC, and she has rosacea really badly, and she would show this. She would show what her skin really looked like. She had a very bad case of it. And then the makeup, you know, that she found it, that she made, how it covered it.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's she's amazing.
She's
really something.
Well, you know, one of these days, maybe you guys, since you're into the Big Brother and reality shows, somebody explain to me how the Kardashians, like that the younger one, how she's a multimillionaire with her cosmetic line. But that's for a way better show sometime in the future.
Because they got connections. They've got connections, that's why. Ever since, they've had connections ever since Kris Jenner got married to Robert Kardashian, who now, you know, is no longer living. But, you know, he was obviously a famous lawyer. He was, I think he was the lawyer in the O.J. Simpson trial.
He sure was.
If I recall
Steve.
Correctly.
He was, yes.
He was, yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know,
right.
I'm pretty sure that the reason why she's a billionaire right now and how she got started and everything is because of those connections.
Oh, okay.
And she has a huge fan base.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. The Kardashians are like one of the biggest things ever.
Yeah.
She grew up with that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I mean, she's still only about 21, 23, and she's been a multimillionaire, you know, ever since she was about 19 or 20. But the impetus of my question was why I can understand her going into the fashion world, okay, with the name of the Kardashians behind her. I just can't understand why the kids would want to buy the makeup to imitate anybody from that lineage.
Well, because
well,
the kids are big fans of her. That's why. She has a big fan base with these young girls that want to look just like her.
Let's just say that with the current generation that's coming in now, there are different standards for the current generation compared to millennials and I don't even know how it goes. Millennials, Gen X,
baby boomers,
baby boomers.
Yeah,
you know, it's like every generation has certain standards that they go by, and this new one apparently is, can you get
basically more liberal?
That's,
okay, well, that answers the question. That's fine. All right. Nope. Okay. No problem.
I mean,
okay, well, I'll put myself back on mute.
I mean, maybe I'm sort of over exaggerating it, but I mean, let's be real. Some of the stuff that has come out recently with the younger crowd has, you know, let's just say that you wouldn't see teens in the 90s or hell, even the early 2000s, you wouldn't see teens dressing up the way that, that some of them dress up now because of their idols.
We've always seen things like that because, like in the 80s, we had Madonna, and all the girls. Do you remember, you guys? All the girls were dressing like Madonna. Do you remember that? They had the same clothes and the plastic
boobs.
Bracelets up their arms and their hair.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted to look just like Madonna. I remember that in the early 80s.
Yeah, I was going to mention her as a role model. I'm saying that is not a role model. Maybe to, you know, make it in the music business, but in fashion. And everybody was walking around with looking like they were biker babes. Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Everybody was dressing like her with the fishnet tops.
Yeah. God. All right. I'm back on mute I go.
But, you know, by the way, Casey ended up winning her fight by split decision. So
I love Casey.
That tops
so.
Off,
yay, Casey.
That tops off the USA-dominated night between Big Brother USA and Big Brother Canada.
Are you a big fan of Big Brother Canada too, Laura?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did like on Whispers, I did the updates and, you know, everything this year. Yeah, yeah, for
and
Big Brother Canada.
Good, you did a very good job. You did a very good job with those updates too.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah. No, it was fun.
For some reason, though, I don't know why we didn't have as much conversation this year as we did last year. Though I don't understand why that didn't happen. Because usually, Big Brother Whispers is usually very active, whether it's Big Brother Canada or Big Brother USA.
Yeah, there was only about, I'm going to say about a dozen people that I used to tag them all, right, in both the chat, like the live show, and I used to tag them in, you know, when I did the updates. And, you know, there was only about a dozen people. I know that other people were in the threads because they were liking some of the comments, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, but they just weren't talking. I just think, you know, a lot of Canadians, you know, they're on the site and everything, but they're not as, I don't know, they're shy? I don't know what it is, you know.
They're
not
probably
like me.
They're probably just lurkers. They're probably just lurkers,
yeah.
Like I was my first, when I first joined Whispers, I was only on there for the spoilers at first, and then, you know, I started talking more and more, and eventually you know, I ended up becoming a mod, like everybody knows me now. So you know, I think there are a lot of people that are really you know, primarily just lurkers. You know, maybe they just don't want to say anything, you know.
Yeah, I
or
think you're right.
Sort of like it kind of reminds me of that, of the enema of the internet. We'll just call it double S. How every single time a new person would post in there, they'd get basically ravaged by the locals saying, "Why don't you go die in a raging fire or something for your opinion?" So maybe perhaps people that are lurking are afraid that, you know, if they say whatever they say is going to get immediately attacked.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. See, when I was an admin for Will, I learned pretty darn quick that, you know, it was vicious out there. In 2006, when he was on BB, you know, and I mean,
yeah.
Some of those women were absolutely vicious, and they wanted, you know, because there were two sides. They wanted Will to be with Janelle, right? And they were convinced that, you know, they were meant to be together, and there was one woman that even started a website for her, and I was running Will's website, and they were vicious. People were absolutely vicious, you know.
Wow.
And
wow.
I mean, yeah, like they were, there was a
comes
girl, actually, Jim kicked off one of the girls. She was extremely... she was kind of like one of the girls that was... No, Sophie. Sorry. I'm trying to get my dog to go to the bathroom. Anyways, she was so vicious, and she came on to Whispers, and she ended up getting into a fight with somebody on Whispers, and he finally kicked her out. But she was the biggest problem at that stage of the game. You know, like years ago, and like I've never seen anybody so vicious. She used to go, he was scared to go to Big Brother events because
she lived in Arizona, she was in California, in Chico, California, and she used to go to these events, and Will was literally scared of her.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And I don't blame him.
No,
because,
definitely.
You know, like, she was, everybody was scared of her. And then she was a member of Whispers, and she got into an argument with somebody, and Jim threw her out, thank God. But, people were vicious. And people, I think, still maybe remember those days, and they stay hidden, Steve, right? They're just lurking. But, I think I'm going to really enjoy doing that again this year if I'm allowed, right? So... But it was fun. And, Melissa, you're enjoying yourself doing this, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah. She's still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Actually, I'm doing some updates as we talk. The where we heard that Derek threatened to put Alyssa up, he was talking to Sarah Bath at the time. That's what he told Sarah Bath. Xavier says, I thought this is when they come back from the feast, and Xavier says, I thought he was going to put up two jokers. And Christian says, this makes no effing sense. And Xavier says, I would like to know who his primary target is. That wasn't really clear from his speech. And Alyssa said, let's just wait and see. And Xavier says, I want to hear his explanation to you, Sarah. And Christian said, this is not a good move for him. And then Alyssa says, well, he can't put up another Royal Flush member. If you, Christian, win and take her off, none of us are going to go up. And Christian said, he effed up so bad. Three of us are going to be pissed at him. Xavier says,
Who isn't going to be pissed at him out of the four?
Nobody. So then Xavier says, could this be a backdoor plan for another joker? And Christian says, if it's a backdoor plan for anyone, it's me. Well, then when he was talking to Sarah, he was saying, Derek X, I don't want you to go home this week. You are not my target at all. If I had nominated two of them, the Jokers, I would have lost their entire team. And then he said, I just told Kylan that you are not my target this week. I understand that there is a risk of putting you up, and I feel horrible. And then Sarah Beth says, in this situation, you would have needed these Jokers. In what situation would you have needed these Jokers both? And Derek X says, in any situation that I get put on the block, not by them. And then Sarah says, I know you are a smart guy. That's why this seems fishy. I don't fully believe you at the moment. And then Sarah says, if I'm not really your target, what happens if I come off the block? You put up two of them anyway, right? And Derek says, you think I'm going to put up a joker? And Sarah Beth says, you're not going to put up a joker? Oh, my gosh. Okay. And then she proceeded to say, I see what you're doing. I'm not in a position that I can even tell a king. If I tell them, they are not going to take me off. And then says, if I get a choice, I'm probably picking Christian. I know that he would take me down. And Derek says, if he takes you down, who do you think I will put up? And Sarah says, well, you don't want to put up the jokers, but you promised Alyssa and X that you wouldn't put them up. I don't see you going after the queen. And then it kind of dawns on her, starting to dawn on her. If you win the veto, are you going to take me down? And Derek says, yes. And says, you promise? And Derek says, I'll take you down or Brittany down. And then Sarah says, I'm willing to do whatever I have to do to get off the block. If that means I do not pick Christian, and Derek says, if you pick Christian and he wins, I'm going to tell him I'm putting up Alyssa, and he won't use the veto.
Okay, because you see the way it sounded when I read it to or when I read it, one of the updates, they basically said that he was going to threaten Christian.
Oh,
well, that he just said. So basically, he just said that. If you pick Christian and he wins, I'm going to tell him I'm putting up Alyssa, which is basically threatening him. And then he won't use the video. So he won't use the veto.
Yeah. And also, that would be very stupid on his part. It would be very stupid on his part because he'd be going back on his word.
Yeah. But the thing is I think his target really is Sarah. And if anybody but Sarah wins the veto, he's going to tell them not to use it. But if Sarah happens to win the veto and takes herself down, he's going to put up Christian.
Oh, shit. Then that would be a gigantic move if Christian gets ousted before jury. That would be a pretty huge move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he had told Kylan, because he's not telling Kylan that Sarah Beth is a target. So he's basically saying, can you imagine if this works, if he gets backdoored and we send him home, how easy it's going to be for us? Right? This is what he's telling Kylan. Kylan agrees,
yeah.
You know? But he doesn't understand that Christian is no longer his target, Sarah Beth is. And he doesn't want Christian to use
it. But why does he want Sarah Beth to go?
Because Tiffany talked him into it.
Oh,
Tiffany wants Sarah Beth gone, so she talked Derek X into targeting Sarah Beth.
And also another thing, too, is because she also sees a lot of, I think what's probably happened is Tiffany has picked up on the fact that Sarah Beth is a lot smarter than she lets herself, than she puts herself out to be.
Yeah.
I think Tiffany knows that Sarah Beth knows a lot of shit that's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Which she does.
That, there is that. But the thing is,
she figured
it Tiffany,
out.
Yeah, Tiffany wants Sarah Beth out mainly because, okay, there's actually two reasons. One of them is that she had, she was trying to get Hannah up last week. And number two,
yeah.
She's too close to Kylan. And she's jealous of that. She does not like that Kylan is spending so much time with Sarah Beth. So she feels like she can't tell Kylan anything. She wants Sarah Beth gone so she can pull Kylan into her arms.
Tiffany?
Yep.
Oh, geez. And if Tiffany played on Derek X's feelings of Hannah, too, because he's protecting Hannah. So if Tiffany, you know,
uh-huh.
gave him any kind of inclination, like you got to be careful because, you know, she could be targeting Hannah or whatever, he would want to get rid of her for that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But both
Hannah and Sarah Beth told him that they were okay with each other.
So maybe Tiffany maybe tell him that wasn't the case.
I don't know. I can't remember the whole conversation, but she turned it around. And then after she did that, she walked out and she said to the cameras, it only took an hour and a half, but they're, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She was pretty proud of herself.
Yeah. That's a shame because I really like Sarah Beth.
So do I.
I think she brings something to the game, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so ticked off. I mean, I love Tiffany to death. She's playing a really good game, but she's not playing it for herself.
Because there's so many that are not bringing anything really to the game right now. They're not.
Well,
and I'd rather see them gone.
You know, I think what's really going to be a shame is if Derek X is in the finals with Christian, he's really going to regret this. He had an opportunity to get rid of a big threat and somebody who's good at competitions. I mean, Derek X is good at competitions, but, I mean, Christian's ahead of the game right now, I think ahead of everybody in comps. So that's who, if I was in the house, that I wouldn't make it personal and protect Hannah. You're playing a game for yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Hannah and Sarah Beth have said they're fine. Get rid of Christian. Because, mark my words, he's going to regret that later.
He sure will.
I'll tell you right now. There is no shot in hell that Christian or Alyssa leave before jury because Grodzilla has chosen her favorite this season, and it just happens to be Christian. And plus, they're the only showmance of the season, and if they lose the showmance, then they lose the casual viewers.
Well, isn't Hannah and Derek X turning into also a little showmance, though?
They have crushes on each other, but they're not making it a full-blown showmance like Christian and Alyssa.
A crushmance. You can call it a crushmance.
Yes. The thing is, now I've just lost my train. Oh, Tiffany wants to keep Christian. She wants to keep Christian as long as she can because she thinks she's got this wonderful relationship with Christian and that Christian's going to fight for her. And that's what she wants. She wants Christian to be there to fight for her to stay. And she was going to hang on to him as long as she possibly can. And they were talking about once they get to jury that she actually wants Brittany and Claire out before Christian. She wants Brittany and Claire and Alyssa out before Christian.
I get the Brittany and Alyssa, but I thought her and Claire had some kind of closeness there.
Well,
I
they
guess
did.
Not.
But now. She wants to get Claire out as soon as she can because she doesn't want to have to face her all that time.
Wow. Man, yeah. I'm so glad that Claire played her own game and looked out for herself because I was afraid like that would happen to her. So I'm so glad that she didn't do that. I'm so glad she didn't look out for them.
It's really complex.
Now, isn't it always that way? Big Brother's always so damn complex.
You know, I mean, if they would
come out, they do the things they do sometimes.
There are many layers to the game. So,
yeah.
I mean, you are technically right.
It's frustrating though to watch a lot of times. You want to jump through the TV and yell at these people and say, what the hell are you doing?
I would just say, okay, so the six have gotten to the jury. Now it's every man for themselves. And that, but now that's not good enough anymore. They have to get everybody to the six so it's guaranteed that a black person's going to win. Because then no matter who's in it, then it doesn't matter anymore, because then it's going to be all six. But Tiffany is convinced that all of them will be taking her, and she's wrong. There's no way they're going to take her because she's got too many friends.
Right.
And all I know is that whoever the winner is this season, it's going to be an absolute shitstorm in the Big Brother fandom.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
Why do you say that, Steve?
Mainly because of the race wars that we're starting to see form in the Big Brother fandom. That's basically, you know, people are still pissed. There are some people that are still pissed off at the fact that CBS decided to cave into the Black Lives Matter movement and everything. There are a lot of supporters, though. I should say there are more supporters than there are haters, I would like to think. But I think depending on what happens to end this season, regardless of who the winner is, this could be one of the most controversial seasons in the fans' eyes because of the fact that it was 50-50 in terms of cast division.
Yeah.
I think that was a good thing.
You know, another thing too, Xavier has said that he said this is going to be the last time we're going to be able to do this. It's to have the six go to the six and have a black person win. Because everybody that comes after this season are going to know that in future seasons, the black people are going to bond together and be an alliance, and they'll be wanting to take them out. So that's why they're so adamant about doing it this year.
Pretty much.
He doesn't think that it'll ever it won't happen again. Yeah.
And you know, he might be right.
Knowing how
people are already taking to this season, assuming that however much longer this show ends up going in terms of season count, people are probably going to look at this. Future contestants are probably going to look at this season and go, "Well, we don't want another repeat of this to take place."
But you know,
like what happened,
here's the silly thing is that the reason that we have such a diverse cast is because of all the controversy before, right? And and now we're going to use the fact that CBS tried to do the right thing. And make it a good diverse cast, and then we have these people going, "Oh, I'm going to take advantage of this, and a black person's going to win." Well, they're defeating the whole purpose, aren't they?
Yes.
Of what was planned.
Yes.
You know, it just pisses me off, you know, because that's, like, can't people just move past this black and white thing and everybody, but it seems to me that the black people are having the harder time moving past the black and white than the white people.
Yeah.
Judging by a lot of people who have commented on it, it's actually more the white people are having a problem moving on.
Oh,
judging
really?
From all the nasty judging from all the nasty comments I've seen, not just in Whispers, which I've removed, but also on the on the Big Brother Facebook page as well.
Oh, really? Because I'm just watching the show and listening to what Melissa's saying in her updates and everything. It just seems to me that the opposite, you know, like in the show.
Well, yeah, in the house, it's that way. Exactly.
Yeah.
And my thought is, I know.
Oh, you're
probably
talking about in the house. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm talking about
the main
in the
thing
house.
Is,
okay.
Yeah. The main thing is what they were, I think by getting this diverse cast, their thought was to show that the black and white can play nice together, that they can get along, that they can be friends, that they can whatever. And that was, I think, the thinking of CBS is what they were trying to push, that they can all play nice and play together and blah, blah, blah.
It's CBS's way of trying to appeal to try and bring new fans in. That's all this is, really.
Right.
Otherwise, if they had not faced so much backlash for previous casting for previous casts, they wouldn't have changed a single damn thing, unless.
Maybe not face
the backlash
but,
that they have.
Yeah, I think that it's kind of blown up in their face because it seems that the people of color on the cast have decided to band together and get rid of the white, and they think that they have good reason to do that.
Because of what they've seen
they
before.
I
going to tell you something, honestly. I wish it was what CBS wanted it to be. But I'm understanding their mindset because I'm going back
too.
To all the other seasons and what they've seen and how they've felt. You know, we're not black, so we haven't had to go with that adversity. But they have lived this. And they saw this season after season. They saw this black person going, this one, this one, this one. They saw the white people banding together, kicking them out, not letting them a part of anything. This is what they were watching. So
That's true. They have this
mindset. I'm not saying it's fun for us to watch, but I understand where they're – I mean, I get why they feel that way, though. I really do. I'm not saying it's good, you guys, but I'm going to their mindset and what they've felt and how they've seen this. That's why. They want to see a black
person
win this.
You know, whatever happened to judging a player or whatever happened to players playing based off of gameplay?
I agree. We would all love to see that. But unfortunately, we've seen so many horrible seasons where they've been treated so badly. That's why they feel this way.
Yeah.
But the thing is, let's just get something.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well,
I was just going to say.
You know, let's just. Oh my God.
I would love it to be based on gameplay. I would love to see Tiffany and Claire working together and going to the end together. That was my hope. But I'm not going to see it.
That it would be, I would have loved to have seen the all-girl alliance do something.
That would have been wonderful. Yes.
White
and black people. Yeah, white and black ladies. Yes. I would love to see that. We're not going to see it. That it's a shame. We're not going to see it. I don't know if we'll ever see this. It's a bummer.
I definitely think that it's going to be Xavier or Kylan that wins the game.
That could be.
Who?
Xavier and Kylan.
We did pick Xavier as our front runner.
I've seen Kylan win it, actually. I really like him.
Yeah. Well, I like Xavier. I don't mind him
either, but I like Kylan better.
Yeah.
Kylan was one of my favorite men.
By the way, if you listen to Kylan, well, not Kylan, Xavier, because when I listen to him on the feed, listen to him even on the show, I hear, did Daddy feed you? I'm sorry, Jenna, hang on. My cat saying, feed me.
Aw. You hear Barack Obama.
Right now. Hear Barack Obama, yep. He has that, he sounds exactly like him. Sometimes if you're not looking and you're hearing that voice, you think it's him.
Oh, I have to check that out. I never caught on to that. If you close your if you close your eyes, I'm gonna have to check that out.
You know,
close your eyes and listen
to him. Yeah, and it's a soothing, calm voice, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Brock's voice.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you guys, I gotta run, but it's been a blast talking to all of you. And,
oh, good talking
we'll
to you too, Laura.
Yeah, we'll see you.
And congratulations on your Canadian win. Enjoy.
I am. It's been a long time since they've won.
That's
soccer,
wonderful.
So
you enjoy it.
Yeah.
See,
okay,
look,
Laura, have a nice weekend.
The U.S. and Canada getting along.
See, things like that don't matter to me, honestly.
No. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, have a nice
weekend.
Bye-bye,
Laura.
Have a good night, Laura.
I think that's what we wanted, just what she said. That's what everybody wants to see. We want to see everybody getting along. Unfortunately, with Big Brother, we haven't been seeing it.
Well, let's face it, it's never going to happen, especially amongst the fan base. It's never going to happen whenever Big Brother season is upon us.
Right.
You know, that's why.
And nobody's
why
ever going to be happy. Somebody's always going to find a reason to bitch about something.
That's why Whispers is always the most turbulent during Big Brother season, because I don't know what it is that distinguishes Survivor fans from Big Brother fans. And Jim has talked about this before on the podcast. It's just like, I don't know if both fan bases have like a different way of processing things, you know, processing the show. But maybe it's because Big Brother is live and Survivor is taped. It's like Big Brother fans just take things way too goddamn seriously. I mean, seriously, you know, like, for example, Frenchie, right after he got off of this season, after he was evicted, apparently he had threats to burn his farm down.
Yeah, see, that's horrible. I didn't like the guy at all, but no, that's bullshit. We've seen some terrible things with fans. I mean, the crazy fans. That's baloney.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bitch about somebody.
Hey.
You know, I'll talk to y'all and I'll bitch if I'm pissed off at somebody or somebody said something.
Yeah.
Or did something that pissed me off, and I'll bitch my head off. That's as far as I go.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. I got to tell you, boy, Derek, he does not. Things are not looking good for him.
For who?
For Derek. Derek.
Oh, well, he made his bed. He's going to lie in it.
Yeah, I know. So he's talking to Alyssa. And he says, well, how was Alyssa's have not room? And she says, well, she's very confused. And Derek said, I didn't want to nominate two jokers because I'm scared that if it's the double, it's going to be a game of chance. And they made it clear that if two were put up from their team, I'd be their target. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
Please.
You're scared
of the jokers?
And
don't you think that Derek's
going
to also be so hurt when he finds out about it? With, like, I think he thinks he's so close with Hannah But don't you think he's going to be hurt that she never told him about the Cookout Alliance and left him out of that?
Well, yeah, he will be, especially since he let her in on the royal flush.
Yeah, I
mean,
he's been protecting her. And he would have kept the secret. He wouldn't have blurted it out. He would have kept it because he cares about her.
I mean, come on. The Jokers are living up to their name. The Jokers are living up to their name. They do not stand a shot in hell of winning a competition.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Asa can barely get herself off the bed. Right?
Oh, that's horrible. See, that's the thing.
So,
she should never have been cast.
Yeah.
She's one that it's
so,
like,
anyway,
why is she, you know, I don't, it kills me to see her still in the game and Sarah Beth leaving.
Well, apparently she said she was, she said she was originally an alternate.
Asa?
Said. Yeah, Asa.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so then Derek is talking to Alyssa, Christian, and Xavier and says, I wanted to throw any, suspicion off the alliance because Hannah is suspicious. I feel like she was going to figure it out if I didn't nominate somebody from the Kings, and the house was from the Kings, and the house was saying to do that. Right?
Okay. She's just he's just running scared now.
Yeah, and they're going to catch on. They know. They're not stupid. So, and especially when it comes out that Hannah knows about the royal flush. You'll know that's a lie.
Yep.
Tiffany's going to know it's a lie point blank, period.
Yeah. The only downside about this week is the fact that we potentially have to listen to another Britney rap.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Well, sadly, to me, that's the best thing she does, so.
Yeah.
That's not saying much. She does nothing for me, I'm sorry.
Well,
I do appreciate that she wants to fight and stay in the game, but still, she as a player, she's just, ugh.
Kansas, just wait until you watch the HOH competition. You remember that shriek that that Jessica made when as she fell off during
we'll hear the
Jackson's,
same thing. Yep.
Just when you see Brittany fall in the HOH competition tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night, Sunday night. Just imagine Jessica's scream over her falling.
It's funny that you mention her because I would kind of team them together. Jessica, that season, got on my nerves like Brittany does this season for me. So I would actually
To top it all off, she face plants the mat.
I can see it.
I'm talking a literal face plant.
She came down
like
on her 2 feet. She came down on her 2 feet and then fell over.
She did, because I saw it differently.
Really?
I saw her fall.
But at least she's not saying, like. That drove me nuts with that Jessica. Like, everything
you think
with that. Remember
she's
that?
Bad.
Like everybody,
you think she's
everybody
bad.
Else.
You think she's bad? You should hear Kyland. Kyland is really bad with the like.
See, I'm not as invested in this season like I have been the others. Which in some ways is good, at least, because nobody's, like, infuriating me. I'm kind of at a, I don't really care that much. I just want to see something exciting happen.
Put on your bed, on your side.
Look out, turn to the side, shut your eyes.
What was that?
I'm looking at that video again.
It's the Jessica screen.
Oh, it's the Jessica one. But then, where's the one that you sent me with Brittany? Hang on.
It should be in your messages.
Well, that's what I'm looking at, hon, and I'm not seeing it.
Oh, Jesus, hang on.
Because when I go and hook on it now, it's just the Jessica one.
Oh, really? Oh, you know what? I wonder. Hang on. I wonder if Tombs had to take it down. Hang on a minute. Oh, wait. No, you're right. I'm looking at it now. She did fall. She did land on her... it almost looks like she landed on her knees, not her feet.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. No, her left foot landed. She landed on her left foot and her right knee.
Okay.
And then face planted.
Yeah.
But when I first saw it, when I saw it happen in full motion, it looked like she face planted. Like she no part of her body hit before that. But that was when I was watching it in real time, so it's still funny nonetheless, so.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know what? I really should put Jessica's shriek on the soundboard so I can play it.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. That's a memory I just don't want to remember. I was happy when she was evicted. I was very happy. She got on my nerves big time.
Oh, that reminds me. I should have put. I forgot to put the "I sadly to evoke" soundbite too. I got to put that up here too, because I have a feeling this isn't the last time we'll be hearing it from Derek when he votes.
Yeah.
Or when he doesn't officially vote. Because he is the first Big Brother contestant in Big Brother history to have lasted all the way to week 5 and not successfully cast a single vote. Because instead, he votes.
Every time it's different. What has he been the other ones that he said?
Well, last week it was also "I sadly to evoke." But
evoke,
I know for the last 2 weeks he said it. Evoke?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Evoke what?
Yeah, he just can't.
Evoke the 25th Amendment?
Together. Yeah, I think he just gets nervous or something. He's got his mind on too many other things, like shouting out to his friends.
That's another thing that I hate, too, is I hate all the stupid shout-outs that they do when voting. Why not just say who you're going to vote and just leave the damn diary room? Why?
Because they have to say their hello.
Why do all these stupid little shout-outs? Like I said last night, if I was on there, yeah, I'd say hello. I'd say hello to the homeless dude at the homeless shelter. Hi to the
bum out back out in the back alley. You know, I'd probably just make a mockery of it because everybody spent the
most are going to shout out to their kids, though. You know, the parents are going to shout out to their kids.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's just like go in there, cast your damn vote, and get out, you know?
But they know that everyone's watching them. So that's their way of, like, shouting out to their family, you know, so-and-so happy mm-hmm. birthday, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that.
Okay, so here's another thing. Derek tells Alyssa, Christian, and Xavier, I told Sarah she's going to have the votes to stay. I understand if you guys don't want to have the royal flush as a thing anymore, because I did this without telling anyone. The queens are going to vote with Sarah. No, they're not. He knows damn well Tiffany's not, for sure. Claire, you know, Tiffany has been going after Sarah Beth, Sarah Beth, Sarah Beth. But I do know that Claire has been saying there's no reason for me to get rid of Sarah.
Right.
So I don't think Claire agrees with that.
Well, like
well, I
said,
can't
there's
Claire
the potential
wanting Brittany to
there's
stay over Sarah.
Like I said, there's the potential for a potential shakeup this week. So
I'm sure Sarah
knows
she's the target.
I guess apparently they're teasing something that fans are going to be able to vote on. What the hell are they gonna put up for fans to vote on? Don't they know that this fails epically every single year that they do it?
Yeah, I would think that more super fans that are in there, like Sarah, Asa, Tiffany, all of them that have been watching the show quite a bit, would see that. They should know better. It just goes right over their heads. It's irritating.
Well, you know, they get starstruck by seeing all the nice little flashy cameras.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they
but...
they all of a sudden realize, hey, Mom, I'm on TV.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Let me forget every single thing I preached before I came into the house, and instead, let me appeal to the audience.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, make sure the camera gets my good side.
Oh, guess what, guys? What is next Thursday? What's the date next Thursday?
Friday the 13th. Oh, no. Thursday the 12th.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't bode well for the podcast, though, with the podcast being on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's don't mention that, okay? Because Sarah Beth was talking about the 9th being her birthday. And Derek says, I completely blanked out that it was her birthday week. So she's going to be on a block for her birthday. But I was thinking if the 9th were Thursday, because right now, I have no idea what the date is. So I was thinking, oh, well, if next Thursday is the 9th, you're going to evict me? It's on my birthday?
No, Monday is the 9th.
Yeah.
But God forbid she gets evicted on her birthday week, though.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. That's really sad.
But hey, you know the big thing that a lot of contestants have is that if their birthday falls
on a during their season, you know, they always talk about it every single year that, oh, I want to be able to celebrate my birthday in here. You know, it's almost like a milestone,
yeah.
like not being the first one voted out, winning an HOH competition, winning a veto, playing in OTEV, making the jury, having your birthday in the house. Oh, yeah, and there's also this winning the game, but that doesn't matter as long as I have my birthday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
So now Christian and the rest of the Kings are okay with Derek, saying we're not going to hold it against you. We're fine just as long as they're best days. I'm extremely grateful that it's not me. That's Christian saying.
Both.
I'm extremely grateful that it's not me. Thank you. Xavier says, we'll figure it out. We'll figure a way for her to stay. And Alyssa says, we have your back.
Bullshit.
I know.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They are going to remember this. They are.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Derek, how's that target looking for you now? Did you paint it extra red? Like the
right.
Gigantic bullseye? You know, you got to make it easier for the bull to see. So and I know how incredibly racist that sounds. I did not mean for it to come out racist. I'm talking about a bull as in a matador, you know, bulls hate the color red.
Yeah. Yeah, let's switch over to somebody else and see if they have anything more current.
Oh, by the way, for going off of what I was talking about earlier with the boxing, apparently Jeremy's ego hasn't changed since he left Big Brother 15, as apparently he's calling out different people now. He called out Mark Long from Road Rules. He called out. What did Raquan say? He called out CT from Real World Paris to box him, not knowing that the both of them could probably kill him in the boxing ring. And he's also called out Logan Paul as well. Dude, your ego is fucking gigantic, and it was when you were in the house.
It's a shame sometimes things just don't change. It was like, what, 8 years ago now? Season 5, how many years?
Well,
8 years, yeah.
Yeah, 8 years, I think.
Oh, you little bugger. Okay. She made me get up out of my seat, and she's already been fed, and she ate it all.
Well, hey, at least you don't have a chihuahua now gnawing at your feet.
No, she just wants her mommy to go to bed. That's her problem. Earlier today, she had 16 more minutes. Thunder going on. She hightailed it over and jumped up on my lap and was like, all the boom booms going on, my mommy will protect me.
Shivering and quivering.
Usually if I'm up doing stuff and that happens, she goes and runs under the bed. But I just happen to be sitting down at the time. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see how the week goes.
It looks now like I just read a couple of updates where Tiffany and Claire are talking, and Tiffany was saying, you know, she's going to go after Hannah or something like that. And Claire said, you know, there's no way she was going to win that wall. And I think she's going to have a few words of tip about Sarah Beth. So we'll
it says here, Derek X tells Tiffany and Claire not to tell Hannah, but Sarah Beth and Kylan know about the back door.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that we're going to have to wait. Okay, we're going to have to wait and see what Derek says in the DR on Sunday. Because
yeah.
if he's talking in front of somebody else with Tiffany and he's saying that, but I know what I saw yesterday or last night, that Tiffany had him talked into Sarah Beth going. But so I keep saying, okay, well, I mean, then he turned around. He after each one-on-one today, he was saying stuff into the camera. And then after he talked to the last one, he says, so what do you think? Do I put up Brittany and Sarah Beth? Mm-hmm. So that made me think that he was still thinking Sarah Beth is a target.
But doesn't Sarah Beth know that she's the target too?
She felt
she
like she's the target. Derek,
I'm sure she must know that.
Derek was saying, telling her, no, you're not the target. You're not the target, blah, blah, blah. But see, the king's they're telling everybody that if you come after us, then you're going to have the other three to deal with, right? Because they want to stay intact with the four. They don't want anybody coming after them, right? Xavier knows that he's going to have to get rid of them if he wants to make it 6-6. So a lot of his anger and stuff like that is just a put on. You know, Tiffany was saying that Christian is Xavier's person. And Xavier says, I'd rather take Alyssa. I don't really want to take Christian. So Xavier's not going to be too mad if Christian goes.
Yeah.
He's just putting on an act. But I do think that he would be upset if Sarah Beth went. Because I think he would much rather Christian go.
Yeah, but, you know, Sarah Beth, she has an anime convention that she's going to end up missing if she has to be in jury, so.
Well, you know what? If she even knows about that.
Oh, before I forget, you guys, have you talked to Teresa? And is she doing okay?
Yeah. She's doing well.
She didn't call in tonight, so.
She tested negative. She took a rapid test yesterday or this morning, and it was negative.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. So she's feeling much better. But her husband's
good,
sick.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Oh, her husband's sick now.
Sick.
Does he have COVID
too?
Yeah,
but I don't. Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know if he's still testing positive or not. But I don't really want to tell her business, but I don't think she would mind. I think that she decided to go see Alyssa today. I think she left to go see Alyssa and Sarah. And I don't know if her husband is going with her. But I do know that she's going. And that's why she's not on tonight.
They had the Delta variant, right?
Probably.
I don't know if it was
because
a Delta variant.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know if it was.
I just
don't know
assume,
if it was a Delta.
Yeah.
Well, she is
yeah.
vaccinated, though.
she is vaccinated, so
yeah. You can still get it, though. People have been getting it.
Yeah, and you know what? The way that I look at it is that we have known since the vaccine came out that that people can still get the COVID vaccine. The idea is you're not going to get sick. You're not going to get deathly sick. You're not going to get ventilator and death sick, right? That's pretty much the idea
as long as you
right.
From all indications, they say that basically the vaccine is 99% effective against keeping people out of hospitals, out of having to be intubated or hospitalized in any way.
See, but that's now, Steve. They're saying that there's going to be enough because of what's going on and people not being vaccinated, and it's going to get stronger and stronger. There's going to be another Delta variant 2 or whatever, I think they were saying, coming out, where they're fearing we might not be protected against that. That's why they need to get that this damn booster.
They said that the vaccine is doing a good job against the Delta variant, but that there may be other variants that it may not be good enough. I know
because
that
I think I saw they were saying like after 6 months that Moderna was still like 93%, against fighting this, but they're saying now for Pfizer after 6 months it's only 83%.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah.
I know that at my husband's work, they were saying you have to register that you're fully vaccinated, and if you're not fully vaccinated, you get tested every week. So that's what
That's weird because most of the cases that I've heard of have basically been people that have had either the Johnson & Johnson or the Moderna vaccines. I haven't heard anything when it comes to Pfizer.
I had heard that Pfizer was a stronger one. Both my kids got the Moderna one, but my husband and I got Pfizer.
Yeah, we both got Pfizer too.
Yeah. So that's why I'm still. Well, I'm actually without a car right now because my husband's Jeep broke down, and it's been in the shop for weeks because the computer's sat on it, and his Jeep is older. It's over 20 years old. So they're trying to refurbish his computer for his Jeep, but then came back and said that it's not fixable. So now they're having to try to find a new computer, which they don't have anymore, because it's so old. So we're kind of like, we don't know how long it's going to take to find one. So in the meantime, maybe two times he's taken my car, and I'm like okay with that because I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out and get around those people and risk getting sick. I just don't want to do it. Okay. Anyway, we only have about 4 minutes left.
We got about five or 6 minutes left. Yeah.
My clock says 9:54.
Yeah.
So,
and the show ends at 12.
Yeah. Well, mine. Yeah, because I'm like 2 hours behind you guys.
It ends at 10 for you, Melissa, and it ends at 11 for me.
Yeah, you're in Kansas, right? Kansas?
And 12 for you, Steve.
Yeah. So, anyway. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for the show, guys.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a really good show. We've talked about a lot of stuff.
You fill me in on, I love the show because you fill me in on things that I didn't even know. So I get my information from you. So That's cool.
Yeah, because I've been doing all the updates, I know everything that's going on.
That's great.
I check several different sites for the updates and everything. And then what I want to see, I'll flash back to. And, you know, it's really strange because rarely do I turn the feet on anymore. I get all my updates with you. I'm doing all
my updates.
I know.
By the way, Kansas, I guess thing has officially begun for Survivor 43 and 44, supposedly.
Oh, good. Awesome.
According to an article that Jim posted in Whispers a couple of days ago.
I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, it starts, the 22nd of September.
Does it? Oh, yeah, it does. It does normally start right after Big Brother, so.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that they usually start Big Brother's finale and then the opening of Survivor on the same day.
No, well, yeah. Usually, what they do is they air Survivor first and then they air Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, they're usually on the same night.
Yeah.
Because
they would always do those, they would always have those filmed segments where they say it's live, but I think it's actually filmed with Julie Chen, you know, out on her stage basically previewing the finale night. They have those little segments that usually go in between commercial breaks of the Survivor premiere. So,
yeah. So we only have 3 minutes left. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for calling in, Kansas and Laura and Joe. And you guys have a really good weekend, and we're going to talk to you next week. Hopefully, let's cross fingers that Tiffany sees the light.
Yeah, really.
And changes her tune a little bit. I'm just hoping and praying that they feel like getting to jury was good enough, that they don't continue to work to the sixth. And somebody, please, catch on to the cookout. Somebody, please. Catch on to it and blow it up.
Well, Sarah Beth was just about there. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
She knows something's going on, so she would have probably been one of the first to figure it out.
Yeah. So,
and as always,
she can just... Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say, as always, for those of you who are listening, who listen to these podcasts, if you have not subscribed yet, do so by going to blogtalkradio.com/MissyAE or by subscribing on iTunes or Apple Podcasts by searching Missy AE. You'll get access to all of the shows that we have on this podcasting service.
Thanks, Jim, for allowing us to host and making these podcasts possible.
Yep, definitely. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to have these conversations like we have every single week. So
that's right.
And of course, Jim will be back for the Survivor recap shows and once Survivor kicks back up.
Hey. Good night, everyone.
Good night, guys. Have a good one.
Good
bye-bye.
Night.
See you guys next Friday.